श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीदास हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी वर डिस्कसिंग व्हाट वाज द टॉपिक वी वर डिस्कसिंग Shrimati Radharani is the highest devotee in Parakiya Rasa. Right? That was the topic. So, in Upadeshamrita also, towards the end of, if you see 8th verse of Upadeshamrita, it says that one should be living in Vrindavan, Tishtan Vraje Tadanurag, Tadanuragi Vanan Jananugami. Sorry. So, Tishtan Vraje means one should be situated in Vrindavan. Then why we are here? Prabhupada wanted to make Vrindavan villages all over the world. That's why we are here. तन्नामरूपचरितादि सुकीर्तनानो स्मृत्यो क्रमेण रसना मनसि नियोज्य तिष्ठन् व्रजे तदनुरागि जनानुगामी कालं नयेदत किलम् इत्युपदेशसारम्। बिकॉज दिस बुक इज उपदेशामृत एंड दिस वर्स इज उपदेशसार एसेंस ऑफ ऑल द इंस्ट्रक्शंस। सो वन शुड लिव इन वृंदावन एंड रसना मनसि कालं नयेदत किलम्। 24 hours a day, one should engage one's mind in thinking of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. So, of course, before this there are other 8 instructions, 7 instructions. First one is, you know, no? First one is, Vacho Vegam, Manasaha Krodha Vegam, Jibba Vegam, Udaro Pasta Vegam, Itan Vegan Yo, Vishaye Tadiraha Sarvam Apimam Pratvim Sashishat. Before going to Vrindavan, we have to follow all this. That's why training outside Vrindavan, to go to Vrindavan, to control 6 urges, etc., etc., all other instructions. Like yesterday, I quoted Prabhupada in one lecture. He said he was giving lecture in Vrindavan and he, at the top of his voice, he loudly said in the lecture, "Don't become monkeys in Vrindavan," he said. So, we may go to Vrindavan, Mayapur, and we may become monkeys there. That's why outside Vrindavan and Mayapur, there's training how to control 6 urges. Vacho Vegam, Manasaha Krodha Vegam. Atyahara Prayasasya Prajalponiyam Agraha Janasangasya Laulyam Shudbir Vakti. Vinashati, very strong it is. Vinashati means it is very strong it is. It will be destroyed, bhakti will be destroyed. So Prabhupada used to say that we are very fortunate. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jiyu Guru Krishna Prasad. We are very fortunate that we have got Krishna consciousness. This fortune can become misfortune if you do Atyahara Prayasasya Prajalpo Niyamagra, like this, you know. Anyway, that is not our topic today. Our topic is Radharani. We should know all these things, instructions, before we go to Vrindavan. And this also means, Tishtan Vraje means, it also not necessary that physically we have to be there. So, mentally also if we are there, this includes mentally residing in Krishna, in Vrindavan. So, like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mora Man Vrindavan, my mind or my heart is Vrindavan, he says. So, my heart, Prabhupada used to comment on that verse, Mora Man Vrindavan. Many people say their mind and heart are different. So, Like it may happen, we may have desire, but our mind may not be. Mind just gets distracted, right or not? So therefore, mind control, all this description is there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind and heart were one. That was Vrindavan. So that means he was fixed in. It's a little difficult to understand this. He was fixed in Vrindavan. His heart was always in Vrindavan. Sometimes these fellows, they write, "I lost my heart in Vrindavan," and they do all nonsense activities. Many of our devotees, they write, no, right or not? They put a, "I lost my heart in Vrindavan," and they do all the material activities in the material world. Right or not? Even devotees. If you are your heart is in Vrindavan, then why you are in some IT company or in an engineering college, Right or not? What's this contradiction? Some stupid things. So can we say like that, "My last heart is lost in Vrindavan"? Can we say like that? We should feel ashamed to say like that, right or not? We are not able to get up for Mangalarti, and we put a. Most of these fellows who don't, they don't come to Mangalarti. They don't, they may not be even chanting 16 rounds, though, who wear those t-shirts. And they say, "I lost my heart in Vrindavan." What a joke it is. So, Vrindavan is not so cheap. So basically, and there is a deep other meaning. If you want to discuss, go deep into this verse. Tishtan vraje tadanuragi jananugami tadanuragi. Here in the purport, you see Prabhupada quotes those verses of Raghavanuga Bhakti. Those verses which describe Raghavanuga. Tadanuragi means. So we are nowhere near. This stage, this eighth verse is on the stage of asakti, attachment. When one is completely attached to Krishna, he cannot live without Krishna. Everything in the world looks just blank without Krishna for him. For us, world is very colorful, very attractive. Once we go, here we are restricted. Our Bayahari Prabhu, when he came here, he commented, "Oh, this is Rishishinga Ashram," he said. So once we go out, finished we are, right? We get attracted, allured by all the attractions. Anywhere, as long as we are in the association of devotees, we can do some bhakti. Once we go out of the association of devotees, finished we are. Whatever little bhakti is there, that's all finished. So, in this way, these are all very high levels of discussion. This Upadeshamrita is a, it looks very small book. And Prabhupada wanted this to be distributed very widely. And this is sometime in Europe. So they did some research which book is most appreciated, which book of Srila Prabhupada. All books of Prabhupada are good. From audience side, which one they liked, which book. So the result came this one. So people like this book very much. And Prabhupada wanted this to be widely distributed. Prabhupada, when it was printed, some they printed very few copies. "Why not 2 lakh copies?" Prabhupada, he said. So he wanted this to be distributed very widely. But this talks from very beginning, from Vachovegam to very high level stage of. Anyway, when we will study thoroughly this book, we will study this book after a few months, in our Gurukula. So that time we will discuss about this book more detail. So it says about Vrindavan, and ninth verse speaks of how Vrindavan is, and after Vrindavan even Radhakunda is highest among all the places. Not only in the material world, even in the spiritual world, that is highest. In fact, he begins with a Vaikuntha janito vara madhupuri tatra api rasotsava vrindaranyam udara pani ramana tatra api govardhana radha kundam iha api gokulapate premamrata plavana kuryad yasya virajato गिरितटे से मां विवेकिनकः। सो 8th वर्स ही सेज तिष्ठन् व्रजे, बी सिचुएटेड इन वृंदावन एंड देन इन वृंदावन वेयर। सो देन ही कंपैरेटिवली एनालाइजेस विच प्लेस इज हायर देन द अदर प्लेस। सो ही डजंट स्टार्ट फ्रॉम मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड, वैकुंठ इज आर देवी महेश हरिधाम सुतेषु तेषु, लाइक दैट इन ब्रह्म संहिता वी से नो देवी धाम मीन्स दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड, देन महेश धाम कम, देन हरिनाम हरिधाम कम्स, सो वैकुंठ इट कम्स, इट स्टॉप्स देयर ओनली इन ब्रह्म संहिता। बट हियर ही स्टार्ट्स विथ वैकुंठ, नॉट फ्रॉम देवी धाम और महेश धाम। सुपीरियर टू वैकुंठ इज मथुरा मधुपुरी एंड सुपीरियर टू दैट इज वृंदावन वृंदारण्यम उदार पाणी रमणात्। सो वाई? बिकॉज ही गिव्स रीजन। सो वैकुंठ जनितो वरा मधुपुरी, मथुरा इज सुपीरियर टू वैकुंठ। वाई? बिकॉज जनितो वरा, ही टेक्स बर्थ देयर। इन वैकुंठ देर इज नो बर्थ। इन अदर वर्ड्स, इन वैकुंठ देर इज दास्य रस एंड इन मधुरा मथुरा देर इज वात्सल्य रस विच इज इवन सुपीरियर टू सो दास्य रस इन स्वीटनेस, वी हैव डिस्कस दैट। सो इन वैकुंठ साख्य रस इज ऑल्सो नॉट देर, बट देर इज सम काइंड ऑफ गौरव सा, देर आर टू डिविजन्स इन साख्य रस, लाइक वी डिस्कस्ड यस्टरडे, देर आर टू डिविजन्स इन माधुर्य रस, सिमिलरली इन साख्य रस ऑल्सो देर आर टू डिविजन्स। वन इज गौरव एंड अनदर इज विश्रम्भ। गौरव मीन्स रेवरेंशियल फ्रेंडशिप, लाइक इन द्वारका उद्धव हैज रेवरेंशियल फ्रेंडशिप विथ कृष्ण, ही इज ऑफ इक्वल एज एंड ही गिव्स एडवाइस टू कृष्ण, ही बिहेव्स लाइक अ फ्रेंड ऑफ कृष्ण बट इन अ वेरी रेस्पेक्टफुल वे, ही नोज दैट कृष्ण इज सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बट ही इज एडवाइजर, ही गिव्स ऑल पॉलिटिकल, ही वेंट एंड स्टडीड ऑल द वैदिक नॉलेज इन अंडर बृहस्पति, ही इज अ डिसाइपल ऑफ बृहस्पति, बृहस्पति इज अ गुरु ऑफ ऑल द डेमी गॉड्स, सो ही स्टडीड अंडर एंड दैट इज गौरव साख्य रस। एंड विश्रम्भ मीन्स जस्ट लाइक इन वृंदावन दे आर कवर्ड बॉयज आर सिटिंग जंपिंग एंड सिटिंग ऑन द शोल्डर ऑफ कृष्ण, सो दैट इज विश्रम्भ। इन दिस वे देर आर टू डिविजन्स। सो बट वात्सल्य इज नॉट फाउंड इन वात्सल्य माधुर्य, सो शृंगार माधुर्य इज नॉट फाउंड इन इवन दोज क्वीन्स इन वैकुंठ, दोज आर लक्ष्मीज इन वैकुंठ, दे आर ऑल्सो इन दास्य भाव, दे आर मोर ऑफ लाइक, ऑल्दो दे आर वाइव्स ऑफ कृष्ण बट दे नो दैट कृष्ण इज सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, दे हैव दैट नॉलेज ऑफ कृष्णाज ऑपुलेंसेस एंड हिज सुप्रीमेसी and how he is supreme controller, so more of it is that even Lakshmi Devi her rasa is, it's not madhurya rasa shangara darsa, it is dasya bhava, it is dasya rasa it is, but there is some tinge of shangara there sometime, very rare, very rarely you will find that they will be joking like a husband and wife or something like that. So anyway, those things are there. So in this way, in the 9th verse, he speaks gradually. Vrindavan is superior because there is Rasotsava, there is Shangara Rasa is there. Superior to Mathura is Vrindavan. Why? Because Krishna performed Rasalila. Not only Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, but the Shangara Rasa is also there. Because Rasotsava, he performed Rasalila, Rasa festival there. And Govardhana is superior to Vrindavan. So Udara Pani Ramanath. And Radha, in Govardhan area, Radha Kunda comes. Because there Premamrita Plavanath. So it is over flooded with love between Radha and Krishna there. Radha Kunda is. So in this way, he gives places. And and in the next verse, this verse, So he speaks about superiority of Radha Kunda and Srimati Radharani. So previously he spoke in terms of places. Now he speaks in terms of living entities, human beings, living entities in terms of persons. So previously he started from Vaikuntha, but this time he starts from Karmi, from the material world, you know. So we will recite that. This verse also tells us how Srimati Radharani is supermost devotee in Parakiya Rasa, right? So we will recite this. Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas. Tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastatah.
Tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastatah.
Tebhyasta pashupala pankaja drashastha bhyopi saradhika.
Tebhyasta pashupala pankaja drashastha bhyopi saradhika.
Preshtathadvadyiham thadiyasarasitam nashayet kahakriti.
Preshtathadvadyiham thadiyasarasitam nashayet
kahakriti. Karmibhyah parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnanina.
Karmibhyah parito hare priyataya.
Tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastatah.
Tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastatah.
Tebhyasta pashupala pankaja drashastabhyopi saradhika.
Tebhyasta pashupala pankaja drashastabhyopi saradhika.
Preshtathadvadyam thadiyasarasitam nashayet kahakriti. In Chanda, Chanda literature, Chandas, you know, no? Chanda means meter, meter in which we have to recite verses, Vedic hymns. So there is one Chanda, I forgot the name of that. Mandakrata something, Mandakranta, yeah. So that means it is very slow moving, it is Mandakranta means. So these verses, later verses are composed in that Chanda. So they should be recited in that tune or meter, and also these verses should be approached in a slow way, not that immediately we will jump like sahajiyas, you know, because these are too high level. So slow means you can make rapid progress in spiritual life, bhakti, but this is, it should be very reverentially and in a very careful way. These verses, later verses of Upadeshamrita, should be approached. So you can follow Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam with full enthusiasm without any hesitation. So these things little carefully, respectfully, slowly, gradually, like that. These are very high topics. Anyway, we'll still recite this. Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas.
Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas.
Tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastatah.
Tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastatah.
ेभ्यस्ता पशुपालपङ्कजदृशस्थाभ्योऽपि सारादिका प्रेष्टा तद्वद्गिहं तदीयसरसि तां नाशयेत् कः कृती कर्मिभ्यः परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिं ययुर्ज्ञानिना तेभ्यो ज्ञानविमुक्तभक्तिपरमा प्रेमैकनिष्ठास्ततः तेभ्यस्ता पशुपालपङ्कजदृशस्ताभ्योऽपि साराधिका प्रेष्टा तद्वद्गीयं तदीयसरसि तां नाश्रयेत् कः कृती Two devotees. Who will recite?
Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayurjnanina.
Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayurjnanina. विमुक्त भक्ति परमा प्रेम
कनिष्ठास्तता
पशुपाल पंकज दृशस्ताभ्योऽपि साराधिका प्रेष्टा तद्वद्गिहं तदीयसरसि तां नाशयेत् कः कृती
कर्मिभ्यः परितो हरेः प्रियतया व्यक्तिं ययुर्ज्ञानिनः
कर्मिभ्यो परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिं ययुर्ज्ञानिनः तेभ्यो ज्ञान विमुक्त भक्ति परमा प्रेमैकनिष्ठास्तता
पशुपाल पंकज दृशस्ताभ्योऽपि साराधिका
तेभ्यस्ता पशुपाल पंकज दृशस्ताभ्योऽपि साराधिका प्रेष्टा तद्वद्गिहं तदीयसरसि तां नाश्रयेत् कः कृती
कर्मिभ्यः नाल् फ्रू टू वर्कर्स् परितः इन् आल् रेस्पेक्ट्स् हरेः बै द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटि आफ् गाड् हेड् priyataya because of being favored vyaktim yai sorry vyaktim yayu it is said in the shastra jnaninah those advanced in knowledge tebhyah superior to them ज्ञान विमुक्त लिबरेटेड बाय नॉलेज भक्ति परमाः दोज एंगेज्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस प्रेमैकनिष्ठाः दोज हु हैव अटेन्ड प्योर लव ऑफ गॉड
दोज
हरीश बलराम। ततः सुपीरियर टू देम तेभ्यः बेटर देन देम ताः दे पशुपाल पंकज दृशः द गोपीज हु आर ऑलवेज डिपेंडेंट ऑन कृष्णा द कवर्ड बॉय ताभ्यः above all of them अपि certainly सा शी राधिका श्रीमती राधिका प्रेष्टा वेरी डियर तद्वत् सिमिलरली इयम् दिस तदीय सरसी हर लेख श्री राधा कुंडा ताम राधा कुंडा न नॉट आशयेत वुड टेक शेल्टर ऑफ कह हु कृति मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट इन द शास्त्र इट इज सेड दैट ऑफ ऑल टाइप्स ऑफ कृति वर्कर्स ही हु इज एडवांस्ड इन नॉलेज ऑफ द हायर वैल्यूज ऑफ लाइफ इज फेवर्ड बाय द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हरि In the Shastra it is said, in Bhagavad Gita this topic is elaborately discussed. Very elaborately. How Krishna condemned this Karma Mimamsa, Karma Kanda, etc. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, one who is practically liberated by virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. You know that famous verse, no? Bahunamante, Bahunam Janmanante, ज्ञानवान माम प्रपद्यते वासुदेव सर्वम इति स महात्मा सुदर्शन सो ज्ञानीज आर सुपीरियर टू सो कर्मीज बिकॉज कर्मीज आर वर्किंग फॉर सम टेंपररी थिंग्स ज्ञानीज आर अटेनिंग ट्राइंग टू अटेन लिबरेशन एंड अमंग ऑल द ज्ञानीज दोज हु कम टू कृष्णा कृष्णा इज एवरीथिंग कृष्णा इज द सोर्स ऑफ एवरीथिंग आफ्टर स्टडिंग ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर इफ दे रियलाइज Such Mahatmas are very real, like that Krishna says. Prabhupada has quoted that verse here in the Purport. However, one who has actually attained prema, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental covered boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna. Her kunda, lake, is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kunda and in a spiritual body, surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, aprakrata bhava, rendering loving service to the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their Ashtakaliya Leela, their eternal eightfold daily pastimes? Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the bank of Radha Kunda are most fortunate people in the universe. So, anyway, it seems here that we all should go to Radha Kunda. But I said, discussed elaborately, just going to Vrindavan or Radha Kunda doesn't make us exalted devotees unless we have become free from all the anarthas and develop attachment. And especially here you see, in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings. So that means it's almost we have attained spiritual body, not with a material body. We should not go to with Radha Kunda with a material body. And even then also, even if we are surcharged with a spiritual body, we want to preach the mission of Lord Krishna, right? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya. So that is the test of advanced devotees. They preach advanced devotees. So So point here, what we want to, why we are discussing this verse is that this verse says that Preshta Tadvad Iham. So Tebhyasta Pashupala Pankaja Drashastha Bhyopisa Radhika Preshta. Among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the best lover of Krishna, Preshta. So these things are more elaborately discussed by Rupa Goswami himself again in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So he gives different kinds of friends of Krishna, and among all the devotees who are in paternal love, parental affection, who is superior? He gives some 7-8 levels. So Kunti is positioned in 8th. First is Yashoda. So like that, you know. So he gives. Then among the different those who are in Shangara Rasa, gopis, so among them best he discusses elaborately. So here also different groups of gopis, different kinds of gopis, Swapaksha, and those who are, Swapaksha means those who are in the party of Srimati Radharani. Then there is Viruddha Paksha, means those who are opposite Chandravarti. Then there is neutral group of gopis are there. So all these kind of things, you know, elaborately. So he discusses. So among all those Preshtas, they are called as Preshtas, lovers of Krishna. So here this word Preshta has come. So Radhika is the highest Preshta. So in this way, this verse. And if you see this verse purport, Prabhupada mostly speaks a lot on who are these karmis. Karmi Vyopi Parito Hare Priyataya Vyaktim Yayur Jnaninas. Karmis and Jnanis. So he gives most part of the purport, very elaborate, long purport it is. Most part of the purport was focused on this. And Noonam Pramatta Krute Vikarmana Yade. Prabhupada divides karmis, vikarmis. And vikarmis are engaged. That verse is quoted here. How they are in madness, engaged in sinful activities for sense enjoyment. So then towards the end he speaks about how gopis are great. So of all these devotees, the gopis are recognized. So we are not going to discuss elaborately about this karmis, jnanis. Why? Because we are not studying this book. Our topic is Radha, who is the highest devotee in So Shangara Rasa. That is our topic. We are just quoting this as one evidence for that. Right. This verse. So I'll just. Okay, so in this way, towards the end of Prabhupada, he writes about gopis. And how Srimati Radharani is highest among them. So we will stop here only, because I do not want to delay your prasadam. Maybe today evening we can have a class, some 45 minutes, 7:30 to 8:50. Then 8:15 everyone can take rest. 7:30 by that time you all take milk, no? Right? And a festival is there tomorrow. Festival arrangement and all, everything do in the daytime. Purchasing, everything. So 7:30 to 8:15 we'll have class today night. Continue this topic. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sarvaita Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Oh, I didn't ask for questions. If you have any questions, you can ask. No questions. This one I'll keep, this one you keep inside the cupboard.